Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You can go, it's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice. L.I.L. London Info Live.
All right. Yes, hello Dr. Listney, welcome. Welcome to the Lil Show. And you guessed it, it's our Christmas special. So what have we prepared for you, Dr. Listney? Well, we've decided to show you a peek behind the Lil Show curtain. We're gonna have our Christmas party. I've set up some drinks. We've got mince pies out on the table. I'm just waiting for Alex and Luke to arrive and all the other guests. I've invited every improv team who's ever done the show, basically. I've invited them to come down and enjoy our Lil Show Christmas party. Everything's free. I've got quite a nice spread here. I've got some plastic reindeers out the front and a Santa Claus on the roof. Robotic Santa Claus waving and throwing gifts down on the Kilburn children. I went all out. I put every ounce of the Lil Show budget into this party. I'm just really excited. I can't wait. I've got tinsel lights. I just hope it goes well. You know, we work really hard on this show, and I just want to show appreciation for the guests that have come and done the show. Like, honestly, every single one of you that has ever come and guested on the show before, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, of course. And a big, huge thank you from the heart for getting involved and making the Lil Show what it is. We're coming up to 2 years now, our two-year anniversary in February. And I was born in that month, and I still can't say the name of the month properly. And I'm rosy-cheeked, I'm a bit tipsy, I've had a bit brandy, I'm in such a jolly mood, I can't take this smile off my face, I just can't wait for people to arrive. But, you know, Merry Christmas. What do you hope for Christmas this year, little ones? Really? Oh, well, I'm sure Santa will provide, if you've been a good boy or girl, that is. You haven't? What did you do? Oh, what? And then you... Oh, what? And then you put it in where? Oh, it was covered in... Oh, my God. And then you rubbed it... Oh, my... Okay, look. Oh, that's disgusting, Dr. Listney. You are foul. All right, I won't tell Santa... I promise, I won't tell Santa about that. And hopefully, he'll still get you something nice. But if you ask me, you deserve a lump of coal for that. You are a filth monger. But you know what? You're a listener of the Lil Show, and I wouldn't expect any less from you. So you're welcome here. One and all, good or bad, young and old. Welcome to the Lil Show. I'm your host, Talal Karkouti. Have I said that yet? I'm not sure. Either way, I'm still not going to spell it for you. And Merry Christmas. Oh, who's at the door? Who's that? Come in, man. Come in. Come in.
Hey!
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 What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come here, give me a hug.
I've poured you a brandy already.
I don't drink.
Oh.
Have you got anything non-alcoholic?
There's plenty, man. I've got some eggnog.
All right, you're fine. I'll go a bit. The bloody hell's in that?
Brandy.
Salal. <Hello.
laughs> Right, here you go. Here's an orange juice.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
It's just a... So, cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. So, when is... when's Luke coming?
Oh, Luke. I sent him the invite. I said get here just for six, you know.
Mm.
As usual.
You know, it's like, you know, 25 to 7.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So...
Oh, man, I've been sitting here having a ball on my own, man.
You know, it's a bit late now, isn't it?
Is it seriously 25 to 7?
Yeah, 25 to 7, man. Yeah, 25 to 7. I don't think anyone's going to come, if I'm honest.
No one's shown up at all. I haven't gotten a message. No one's tweeted at me.
Yeah, you see, the problem with you is you're a little bit disorganised.
Wait, what?
I hate to bring that up now, but you're a little bit disorganised when it comes to things like this.
What do you mean? I sent everyone an invite this morning.
This morning.
I sent in a nice message, letterhead.
By Royal Mail.
Yeah, it's quick, isn't it, Royal
Mail? Second class. They're going to get it after Christmas, probably, at this rate.
No, what?
Come on.
Don't they pick it up during Christmas and do everything quicker?
No.
Wait, what do you... But it's the Queen. The Queen looks after that stuff.
Oh, my goodness, man. Okay. But fine, okay.
Well, you can bloody talk, mate.
What have I done?
You turn up here 35 minutes late, and the first thing you say to me is an insult.
Yeah, but...
And when was the last time you brought me guests on here? You call me disorganised. I'm the one who manages to get guests last minute to come on the show.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you provided a guest? What was it called? What was the name of that team you brought?
It was Lucid Pants.
Lucid Pants?
Mm.
Yeah, they're as good as their name sounds.
Yeah, two prov.
Yeah, two prov. And they were both...
rubbish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They studied at Hoopla.
Yeah, who would do that, honestly?
That sausage machine.
Churn them out.
Yeah. Come in and insult me, and I'm the one who's giving you opportunities, man. You learn your station.
Flurn?
Son.
Flurn?
Yeah, flurn. You know how I talk, Al.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of me.
All right, I won't.
Okay? You know there's a few...
Yes, there is. There's quite a few.
Missing connective tissues from my brain to my mouth.
Fine.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Joe, this party sucks, man.
What?
I'm out of here.
No, what?
This party sucks.
What do you mean you're out of
here? You keep bringing me in, yeah, to the last minute, and you expect me to bring guests. I don't bring guests. This is fine. You moan at me, and then you expect me to pay each week.
Oh, yeah.
Paying your subs.
Yeah, have you got your 20 quid?
No. No, I don't. It's Christmas, man. That money's gone on presents for my wife.
Presents for your wife?
Yeah. I can't tell you what I bought her because she might be listening.
You're buying presents for your wife instead of paying me your fee. How the hell do you expect me to keep the lights on?
I'm not having this conversation with you now. It's Christmas. I'm leaving in a good mood.
Talal,
let's just see you next year.
What do you mean?
See you next year.
No, stay.
I can't bother. See you next year.
Oh no, Alex, don't go.
Bye.
Oh, fuck you then. Piss off. Like I need you and your bloody stupid presents for your dumb wife.
Not dumb.
Oh, I thought you were leaving.
I am.
She's a very gifted artist.
Thank you.
But no, she doesn't. You don't deserve her. Cause just leave already.
Stop talking to me then.
Fuck. I'm trying. I hate him. I hate him.
I can still hear you.
I've done all of.
I'm off.
I'm gonna wait for him to turn around the corner before I carry on. Okay, he's gone. Fucking dick. I put all this money and effort into this. He could see, look around the room. That's his 20 quid on the walls here. He's complaining. Fucking dick. I've got like 12 mince pies to eat now. Guess I'll get cracking on one. You're just such a fucking dick. I'm sorry for the language, Dr. Listney. This was about... He's a little... I hate him. And he wants to... You know what? I'm going to get Luke to do every episode, you... Useless little... This is good mince pie. You're missing out, Alex, on these mince pies. I'll sit and eat them all. Fucking bar humbug to you, mate. Christmas is a load of bollocks anyway. It's all for you. I do this for white people. I don't care about Christmas. I'm Syrian. What do I give a shit about Christmas for? All I want... I will sit down. I will eat a turkey. I will some moussaka... Some hummus and baba ganoush, man. It's better than the English traditional fucking Christmas shit. Sorry for my language, Dr. Listening. This is a good mince pie, though. Why haven't Arabs made anything as good as a mince pie? Oh, it's crumbly. God, I hate that prick. You know what? I'm going to double his fee. I'm going to double his fee and see him buy presents for his wife then. Hmm? And he's just moved house? Yeah. Pay off your mortgage then, mate. See how much you like it then. Stupid prick. Just the stupid idiot. I fucking hate you, Alex.
So I'm never doing Christmas again. Now we're going to do it again. Christmas is for losers. I'm not a loser. I'm huge. I'm tremendous. Christmas is for idiots. Alex is an idiot. Luke's an idiot. Every guest that's ever been on this show, fucking idiot. Bollocks. Fucking bollocks to them all. Bollocks to them all. I don't like them. I don't like any of them. I'm done with it. Christmas is for idiots. That's it. This isn't the Lil show anymore. It's the Christmas is for idiots show. I only want people to listen. I'm sick of it. Sick of people wanting stuff on Christmas. Me! I want something. Give me stuff. What do I look like? When I make money, it's for me. It's not for you. Dickhead. You come in, do a show. You appreciate the show. Should I have another mince pie? Yeah. Mince pie. I'm just dumb. I'm just fucking stupid. I'm going to take his wife. I'm going to take his wife. I'm going to woo her. I'm going to double his fee. And I'm not going to let him do scenes. From now on, he just reads the news-ish. He reads the news story for news-ish. And that's the only thing Alex is going to do from now on. I don't like him. Oh. What? Has one of the guests arrived? Come in. Come in. Well, who could it be? Steve Rowe? Mark Tyndall? Santa Claus and... Who are you? Hello?
Talal. When did you become this bearded, furious man? Spewing crumbs of rage and bitterness?
Sorry, mate. I don't know who you are. I think you're in the wrong place, man.
Have you ever been on this? Do you know who you are, really, Talal? Can you remember...
Yeah, I'm Talal Kakuti, host of The Lil Show, and babysitter to big old baby Alex Sivright.
Think back.
Who the hell are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas Past.
Mate, are you drunk? I'm sorry, I don't give to homeless people. Can you get the hell out of here, please?
Oh, you can walk away from me, but I will haunt you. I will haunt you. You send your chastened friend home to his wife, tearful and alone.
How do you know about that? Have you been stalking me?
I've been with you since you were children.
What?
Oh, don't you remember when you and Talal...
I'm Talal.
Yes. You and Talal, yourself. You, yourself, and you, as the expression goes. I remember when you used to sit in a government house in Trenchtown or council flat in Harlesden on the threadbare carpet with little Alex. You were friends then. You shared your mince pie.
How do you know this? How the hell do you know this? Who the hell are you? I'm going to call the police right now. Wait, my phone isn't working. Ah! My phone is floating! It's floated out of my hand! How is this? How is this? Give me back my phone! Give it! It's just shot off through the window. What have you done with my phone, mate? Is it got fishing wire on it or something?
I've auctioned it on Craigslist. You're never getting it back. But that's just my sideline. Remember when you were children? You and little Alex?
Yeah, I do. We did the Lil Show before podcasts were even a thing. We used to sit in my playroom and do the Lil Show. Yeah. And we were Lil.
You were Lil. It was called the Ordinary Size Show because it was equivalent...
To our perspective.
It was Ordinary Size.
The Ordinary Size Show. Yes. With Talal and Alex.
Yes, the only thing that was Lil back then... Was your tiny little ambition.
You know what? You're right. Alex has been a friend of mine for a long time. Why would he treat me this way? Why would he treat me this way after all we've been through? I was a perfect friend then.
Were you?
Wasn't I?
No.
No?
It was a rhetorical question. Or was it?
No, answer me.
Or was it?
A rhetorical...
No, that's a rhetorical question.
Man, you're melting my brain, dude.
That's the least thing you have to worry about. Remember when you were friends.
What's happening?
Remember.
Now I'm the one floating. I'm going out the window.
Ooh, just got a bid for your phone. Hang on.
I'm floating through space and time. Where are you taking me, mysterious, drunken, homeless man?
The playroom of the past.
This is my playroom. In Harlesden. What are you showing me, mysterious being? What is this? Is this house? No one's redecorated this house for 20 years? It's the same threadbare carpet.
Yes, threadbare carpet.
My NSYNC poster. Oh, my Legos. Someone's coming through the door. It can't be. It can't be. That's me. That's me as a young 9-year-old boy. And Alex. Little 9-year-old Alex too. What? What is this? This is some sort of mince pie and brandy induced delusion.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Is it?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's not a rhetorical question.
But is it, though?
No, what I said. It's not.
Oh, no, it's not.
Distinguish between the rhetorical and the real answer. Yes. Matching pyjamas, both of you. Oh. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Look at us. We were so happy. But Alex doesn't look happy. Tell me, strange being.
Yes.
Why does Alec look so sorrowful?
Because you've been a bully.
What?
Yes. What are you holding in your hand?
Who, me or little me?
Both of you, coincidentally.
Well, I managed in mid-flight to catch my phone, so I'm gripping onto that with everything I have.
I've sold it on Craigslist.
Oh, no, it's disappearing.
Yes.
It's faded away, free, like a Back to the Future photograph.
Free delivery.
But young me is holding a microphone.
Yes.
A toy one. Yours, the one with it? The spring in it that rumbles.
That's right,
rumbles.
One of those, yes. But it was Alex's. You've yanked it from him. From his little, tiny, 9-year-old fist.
Oh, yeah.
He's crying.
I remember that.
Look at the tears on his face.
Shut up, Spectre. I want to watch what's about to unfold.
Hello! And welcome to the Ordinary Sized Show with me, your host, Talal Karkiti, and my sidekick, Alex Sivwhite.
Hello.
Yeah, Alex, good to see you.
Can you spell your last name yet?
Yes, I think it has a Death Star in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Our special guest today... are from next door, aren't they, Alex?
They are from next door, yes.
Next door, we've got Jenny and Mitch.
Hello, I'm Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
But
Jenny.
You can call me Jenny.
I'm Mitch.
Hi, Mitch. Yeah. Hi, Jenny. Jenny, of course, is famous for being the one who put the teacher's hat in the bin in the playground. Yeah.
But mainly because you said if I didn't, you would tie me to the goalpost.
That was funny, wasn't it, Alex?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Wasn't it, Alex?
Very funny.
Yeah. It was funny. And Mitch is, of course, famous for being the guy who... made Alex's wrist red, burny hot from all the Chinese burns he gave him.
Yeah, I give him Chinese burns, and I and you take my pocket money, and I don't have lunch.
Yeah, no. The world record. And Mitch has the strongest dad in all of Harlesden.
His dad is very strong. Yes,
I saw him pick up a whole can of beer once, and then he did it again, and again, and then again, and again.
Wow.
Isn't that right, Mitch?
Yeah, he's the hardest dad in Harlesden.
Oh, wow.
I have an absent dad from a single parent family.
I've got about 12 dads.
Oh,
really? Yeah. How does that work?
What?
How does that work?
Well, I see one on a Monday, then on a Tuesday, three on a Thursday. I'm not good at math, so on a Friday.
That must be great. You must get so many presents on Christmas time.
No, funny enough, they don't come round on Christmas.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that's a bit... Well, whatever. I get loads of presents.
Yeah, you do get loads. You get all the best stuff.
What? Put that down! Alex, don't touch my Legos!
Sorry.
Put that down!
Sorry.
You stupid poo head! I told you don't touch them!
Yeah, he calls you poo head.
Yeah, no. Shush.
You sit there. You co-host the show with me.
Okay, I co-host.
Stupid idiot.
What presents have you been given this year?
This year? Oh, I got the best. I got a football. But it was one of those ones. It wasn't round. It looked like an egg.
Oh.
And it had some laces in the middle.
It's an American football.
Shut up.
Sorry.
How do you know? Did it say something?
It said niffle.
In an accent.
Me, I'm sorry, I'm Northern, I apologise.
No, the ball, how do you know it was American? Did it say...
Alex, did the bloody ball talk to you?
Did it say...
I thought you meant Max.
You Northern idiot! Go back down your mines, you dumb idiot! You stupid apple...
No, it's the shape of the ball, it doesn't matter.
He thinks he's so clever, Alex, but he's a big dumb dummy. Anyway, we're to do something called improv comedy.
Oh.
Do you know improv comedy?
Don't explain it in full.
Okay. It's like make-believes.
Oh.
Yeah, we make believes that we are different people. Yeah. And then we do the things that those people would do.
But you always have to say yes, but.
Yes, but. Because everyone's a stinky but.
He said poo and then he said but.
I said it both. I said poo and but.
And poo and but.
Didn't I, Alex? I said both poo and but. But you're both of them. Okay, we're going to do a game now. We're going to play something called Newsish. It's a portion of the show where we do a news story and we read a news story from the news. We do a news story and then we do an improv make-believe based on what we talked about from the news story from the news.
All right, then.
Okay.
I don't watch the news. I'm 9.
Oh, sorry. So it's okay. This news story is from the school. It's all right.
Of course. You. Here we go. Zip. Newsish jingle. News. Newsish. All right, Alex Sivra with the news story. Take it away, Al.
Shall I go now, then, Jack?
Do it now, you idiot. Don't have to ask me to do it now. Okay. You ruined the thing.
All right, don't matter.
You ruined the thing.
I'm doing it now. I'm doing it.
Next time I'll do that on your face, all right?
Right, the news story. Daniel Scott, he did a fart in the maths exam and the teacher heard him and told him to behave. And then he did a fart again and the teacher told him to leave. So I thought it'd be quite funny to improvise the chat in the headmaster's office with him, the headmaster, and his parents.
Oh, that'll be funny.
It'll be funny. Okay. I already told Pooh it.
Okay. What is his name again?
Daniel Scott. Okay. You know him. He's the short one.
Daniel Scott. As your headmaster, I'm really upset that you did a fart in maths exam. You're a bad boy, Daniel Scott. I brought your parents here to talk to him.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You talk with your spoken to. Oh, I just spoke to you. Here, your parents, in they come.
Yeah.
Hi, parents.
I'm Daniel's dad. I'm called Scott. Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And I'm from Scotland.
It's a silly name. You're from Scotland.
I'm from Scotland. I'm called Scott. Scott.
He's got Scott.
I'm Daniel's mum.
We're married.
She cooks dinners.
I cook lots of dinners.
Yeah. Maybe. Is it your dinners that made him fart in maths class? That's why I brought you in.
It's because I can only afford to give him beans.
Oh, you're poor, Daniel Scott, like my friend Alex Sivright, like a student here, Alex Sivright.
I'm a bit harsh, I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. The gas is built up in my bum bum and...
bum bum.
He did bum bum.
Do you know what I do when that happens? I clench my butt cheeks and it comes out like a whistle.
I put a cork in mine. I put a cork in my bum bum. And then someone gets used at hand and then it pops open and I'm like champagne.
It's like he's a bottle of champagne, a human by champagne.
I can't think of anything.
No, you're stupid, that's why.
I think you should give him wax.
What? Yeah,
yeah, go
I'm
on.
The headmaster and I tell Daniel Scott's parent to give him wax every day. And then you're going to get the wax from a candle and melt it all down, put it in his bum bum, and maybe that'll stop him from farting. Okay?
All right, then.
Yeah. Okay, but for now, we'll just to get it out of our systems, we're all going to do the biggest, bestest, loudest farts we can do. Okay? So you first, Mr. Scott. Well, no, it was a little small, but it was cute. That was better. Very good. Okay. All right. That's a good one. There we go. He's learned how to do it.
Oh, it's come through.
Now,
come through.
I don't know what that means. Daniel's mummy, if your turn to do a big fart. Big fart.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm clenching.
Oh, he's got a whistle in it. He's got a... Oh, he's singing Jingle Bells. What? She's got a whistle in her bum.
Oh, smelly that one.
Daniel Scott, this might be your last chance ever to do a fart, so make it a good one.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh,
no, Talal, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go.
What?
I'm going to have to go. I made a mistake.
Well, you're breaking the fake balloon.
I made a mistake.
Oh, Alex, you ruined the scene.
I mean...
You ruined the scene.
No.
Oh, you're... I hate you, Alex Sivright. You're the worst improv make-believer ever. And from now on, you're going to give me 3 lollipops every time we do a show.
Aww.
Okay? I hate you. You stupid bum-bum. See you next week, Alex.
See you next week.
Okay,
too.
Bye.
Do you remember?
Oh, he deserved it, Ghost of Christmas Past. Yeah.
Did he deserve it?
You saw what he did.
Your only friend.
He pooed himself in the show.
So he was incontinent.
Yeah. Like a useless... He's not professional, is he?
I have a colostomy bag. Doesn't stop me doing anything I would otherwise do if I didn't have a colostomy bag.
Look, I'll admit I was being a bit rude and I was being a bit mean to him, but we were kids.
We
what does it matter?
I stigma away from colostomy bags.
Oh, you're still on the... Good... I've always wondered, does the colostomy bag, does it...
Yes.
Is it a tube that goes up your butt, or do they put it in your skin? Do they cut into your...
No, it doesn't go up the butt.
How do they catch the poop?
Because I don't have a colon. That's what colostomy means.
Oh, it's replacing your colon.
Yes. It's a tube. It goes through the abdomen into the intestine.
Wow.
Yes.
God, modern medicine's incredible.
Do you
isn't
want
it?
One? I'll give you one for Christmas.
It would make my life a lot easier.
I'll get you one. I just let me measure you up.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, you're very hands-on.
I'm gonna get you a colostomy bag.
Did you really have to measure the inner thigh for that?
Well, I'm a football coach, aren't I? So, yes.
You have many different guises, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not just a homeless tramp. I'm also a criminal deviant.
Well, I think I've had enough of hanging out with you then.
Good! Think about what you did!
I'm flying back up into the air! Oh, I'm swooshing at the speed of sound back into the studio!
Oh my God. Oh. Oh, what a headache. Oh, I must have passed out there for a minute, Dr. Listening. I just had the weirdest dream. God, you wouldn't believe it. I just had a flashback to when I was a kid with Alex. God, I forgot I've known him for so long, guy. Why does he piss me off so much? He should know me better. Wow, we were 9-year-old boys in my bedroom. We were playing, it was as if I was there, Dr. Listening. I can remember it as if I was there.
goodness. Oh, I need another mince pie, I think. Oh, God, I need to sober up a little. That was...
That was messed up, man. That was really messed up. God. Maybe...
this is good.
This is a nice pie. God, man, this party's cracking. If only there were people here. The music's nice. The food's good. Brandy on tap, practically. So, Merry Christmas, I guess, Dr. Listenee. I'm spending it alone. But good, I like being alone. I enjoy my alone time. I spend so much time surrounded by needy idiots who ask so much of me. And it's just unrealistic. How can I do that all the time? It's nice to have Christmas alone. I don't want anyone around me. I'll just eat mince pies and drink brandy on my own. And with my own company, I'll listen to my favorite podcasts. Good mince pie.
You're not alone, Talal.
Who said that?
I said that. Over here in this egg box.
Oh, in the egg box.
Yes.
I'm going to just open up.
Ah! Now I'm over here, on the bookshelf.
My God, there you are.
I can be anywhere I want to be, Talal.
God, you're small and quick.
Yes. Now I'm in your beard, Talal.
No.
Your perfectly topiary beard.
Oh, thank you.
And now I'm here on your sofa.
Oh, God, I must still be drunk.
No, you're not drunk, Talal. Well, you might be drunk, but this is actually happening.
What, a little pixie's flying around the studio, transporting from the shelf to the egg box and sofa?
I'll make myself human-sized so you can see me. Krang!
Well,
see, I do
are.
My own sound effects.
Goodness me.
Do you know who I am?
Are you real?
Yeah, please
you.
Don't do that to my nipple. I don't like it.
Sorry.
It's cold outside, and if you keep doing that, it will ring like a doorbell.
Will it?
It might do.
That kind of makes me want to keep doing it. But
you
okay.
You do, and I will pull your scrotum up to your ears and say, how's that for earmuffs?
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Indeed.
What the hell is this? Are you are you some sort of witch?
No, I'm not a witch. Take that.
Ouch!
Behave yourself.
Ouch.
I'm here to make you reflect. Reflect on your life. Do you understand?
No.
Tell me, Talal.
I don't want to reflect. I just want to be my own...
Shut up!
Ouch!
Talal, what's your proudest moment? Think carefully. Think.
My proudest moment.
Answer me now.
Ow. My proudest moment was when I finally stood up to my dad and told him I'm not going to pay rent any longer.
Is that a true story, Talal?
Yes.
It sounds interesting. I want to know more.
Well, he kept asking me for rent. He said, if you're going to be 28 and live here in my house without a job, I need you to go out and get a job so you can pay rent because we're old and we need money. We don't even have a retirement.
And you said no.
I said, Dad, I've had enough of your crap. Yeah, stop pushing me around. You should be encouraging me to follow my dreams and save all my money. And you just want to take all the little money I have? Shut up, you mustachioed prick. And then I walked out the door and then I turned around and came back in because that's where I live.
And you groveled, didn't you?
I didn't grovel.
Well, you should have done, because frankly, your behaviour was despicable.
Oh, shut up. I've had enough of people.
Don't you tell
Ouch!
Me to shut up.
Ouch.
I'll put you over my knee and beat your bum until it looks like a bunch of strawberries.
Stop telling me things I want you to do that you're as if I don't shouldn't do them.
Talal,
that sounds amazing.
If you don't behave... I will twist your head off. Is that something you want me to do?
You can't twist my head off.
Oh, you want to try me? Here goes.
Oh my God, look at my body standing there without a head. Put me down, woman. What are you doing? Put my head back. Stop it. Put
I'm
me
going
back.
To drop kick it onto
back.
Your neck.
No, put me back. Ah!
So, if that was your proudest moment, Talal, what was your least proud moment?
This right now!
This was one of them, but there's worse than this, wasn't there?
to be honest with you, whoever you are, my most shameful moment was about 5 minutes ago when Alex walked out this room and left me here cramming mince pies in my face.
Exactly. Excuse me, Talal. I need to borrow your nipple, stretch it out, and play it like a banjo. Twang!
What are you doing to me?
No worse than you did to young, poor, innocent Alex.
He's not young.
He is fairly young. A man so sweet he comes to work with a tea cosy on his head. Bless him.
He calls that a hat.
I know he does, and that's the sad truth of the matter.
No one deserves this much agony for what you're putting me through.
Then I shall explain who I am. I am the ghost of Christmas Present. When I say ghost, I'm more of an elf that appears in an egg box on people's shelves and can space jump and do other things.
And when you say Christmas Present?
What do you mean when I say Christmas Present? Are you expecting a gift? Here's a gift for you.
You booted my head across the room. I think my ear's in some gum.
Some gum?
Some discarded chewing gum is lodged in my ear. Could you please pick me up off the ground?
No, you can get yourself up off the ground. Ungrateful, squirming little worm. So, Talal, I'm here to show you Christmas Present. I'm going to take you to just last week.
I don't want to see Christmas Present. I want to see Christmas anything.
Shut
I'm
up!
Done without!
Next time I'm going to harpoon you.
Please don't harpoon me. That's the first threat you've given me that doesn't sound appealing.
Well, at least I've come across one that doesn't sound appealing, because I was aiming for non-appealing before. But clearly, my forms of punishment are to your taste.
I'm a weird bloke.
See this, hello? See this?
What?
See this harpoon?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
This is going to go where the sun don't shine.
Alaska?
That's right. I'm a very good shot. I was in the Ghost Olympics.
Really?
From London, I shot a harpoon to Alaska.
Bloody hell.
Yes, I took out several whales on the way, and I'm not talking about the country. Anyway, Talal, I'm going to take you back to last week. Who did you have on the show last week?
Not another journey. I don't want to do this again.
Tough. Who did you have on the show last week?
Oh, the ever inimitable Suki Webster and the always tremendously entertaining Luke Sorber.
And you treated them all right, didn't you? But at the end, how did you treat Alex?
Well, he bloody pissed me off, didn't he?
Oh, well, let's see, shall we? Let's see if he deserved. Here we go. You're lifting up into the air again.
I'm flying through space and time. And I'm travelling right back to the same location 1 week earlier.
What do you see over there?
Oh, my God, it's me. It's the studio. It's the K2K studio. And the... Ooh. Big gas there, sorry.
Yes, and are there any mince pies left? No, because you ate them all, you greedy fucker.
No.
Did you leave any for your guests? No.
Well, they didn't show up. They didn't show up, you elfy prick.
Shut out! Good job I didn't get my harpoon out. Well, look down. Look on the scene below.
Look, yeah, it's me. Yes. And Alex is coming in. We're getting ready for a show.
Yes, you're about to play the jingle that opened the show, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shall I shut up and listen?
Yes.
Okay. I'll shut up and...
Whilst you're doing listen, that, I'm going to use your cock as a balloon animal. By the time this is finished, there's going to be a giraffe downstairs.
Again, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever.
Oh, you will do when you see it.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's watch the show from last week.
If you wanna feel warm inside, there's a place you can go. It's funny all the time. Robotic guys, super nice. L.I.L. London Info Live.
Hello, Dr. Listney, and welcome to the the Lil Show for another rambunctious week with me, your host, Talal Karkouti. I'm not going to smell good for you. And this is my ever-loving co-host and well-behaved co-host, Alex Sivright, by my side.
Hey, Talal, how are you doing? Good to be here again.
Good to have you here.
Good, that sounded really sincere.
Yeah, man. So, how was your week, man?
Yeah, not bad.
Really great. So, I've had an interesting week. Yesterday, you wouldn't believe what happened.
No, go on.
I had a go on the PlayStation VR, and I was playing on it, and I did that Batman game you were telling me about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I did the Until Dawn one.
Yeah,
and then, just as I was leaving,
yeah,
the guy in the store, he said, mate, I said, what? He goes, you're the last customer, and this display copy is going to go in the bin.
What?
And he gave me a PlayStation VR.
Really?
And I got it. I've got one.
You don't even have a PlayStation 4, though, so...
No, but I've kind of mounted it on my wall, so that when people come round, they think I have a VR, and okay. I don't have a PS4, so I can't use it, obviously. But you know,
do you want to introduce your guests?
Oh, okay, sure. I'll introduce my guests. I'm not. Let me just get some professional sounding backing music.
Here we go.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What's wrong?
Introduce your guests. It's fine.
Dude, come on,
man. Edit point.
Look, dude, you have a PlayStation 4. I know.
Yeah,
okay?
I do. Yeah.
And you want a VR thing.
I do.
But, yeah, you also have a job. So buy your own
blood. Introduce your guests.
Gosh, who have we got before me? Oh my days, we are very lucky today to have the incredible from Spontaneous Combustion and Theatre Sports returning guest and champion of the Lil Show, Luke Sauber is here.
Woo! Good evening, how are you doing, Alex?
I'm good, thank you, Luke.
Always, thank you for that tip last week, it worked.
Did it work? Oh, yeah, amazing. Amazing. Thanks, I thought, because I had one myself, and I thought if you jam something in the side of it, it will open up again.
That's what I did.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
good
nice
to hear.
See you, Talal.
Good to hear.
Good to see you, Matt. What's this?
Sorry, don't matter. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay, and also joining us, also returning guest from Paul Merton's Improv Chums, from regular player at the Comedy Store Players, and her wonderful new show that runs at the Miller very often. It's the guest speaker, producer, and host, and the wonderful improviser, Suki Webster is here! Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Suki. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having us back.
It's good to have you. You have anything to say to Alex before we move on?
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm very well, thank you, Suki. Yeah.
It was brilliant to have supper with you last week.
Yeah,
so
that
thanks
was nice,
for that.
Wasn't it?
Was really nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Actual fuck.
I must get that recipe for you after the show.
Yeah.
Suki loved it.
Yeah,
it was great.
My wife will forward it to you. Yeah. I mean, thanks. She's the...
send her our love. She's a
and
gem.
And that's our guest! All right, that's enough of that. You guys are here, you're promoting a new show of yours, aren't you?
We are.
You've got a new thing you're doing together.
We are.
What may that be, may I ask?
Well, the show is the Improver Sprint, contrast with the Improver-thon.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's part of our monthly night at the London Improv Theatre, known as Legends of Improvisation.
Bum, 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 bum.
Indeed. It's a title. We were inspired by the wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling, you know, those kind of wrestling superstar packages they put together. Legends of the grapple game.
Royal
so
Rumble.
Of improvisation.
Yeah. Well, it's very apt as well.
Thank you.
You guys are legends.
Bless you.
Yeah.
And tell them who we've got as guests next month. It's them.
We do.
Me?
We have Panic Attack.
Me?
Panic Attack.
Wow.
Me and Luke.
So,
Valvona.
So you have room with your Legends of Improvisation title. You also have non-legends as well. It's quite nice.
We're a broad church.
Oh. Yeah, that's nice.
Dude, what? You're on thin ice, mate.
Dude, we're on air. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can edit, can't I?
Yeah, so can
All
I.
All right? You don't know. You know how much we edit out of each podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah? So... I can say what the hell I like.
Okay.
All right?
Let's not make it awkward. Panic Attack, fantastic.
Yeah, me and Luke are going to do it on the 23rd of December. We're going to be
at your show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
They are really good, though. Panic Attack's great.
And then we'll do a little bit together. We call the Mad Medley, where we bring... we always, Suki and I, we like to use the opportunity to sort of get the guests involved with us and do a couple of games or two together.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah, well, you go to improv shows and you see different improv acts, and they're always great, but you never see them mix it up together. And improv is the one kind of art form, performance, call it what you want, where you can do that.
Yeah.
You can't do it with painters or poets or actors, but with improv you can.
So what do we do here every week on the Lil Show, baby?
Very true.
We bring people who've never even played together together. Well, it's a pleasure to have you both here. I'm really glad to have you here. And why don't we just move on to our first official improv portion of the show, a little something we call Whose Round Is It Anyway? And Alex,
yeah,
I'm going to play your favourite version of the jingle. Here we go. Well, I'm just standing here talking to myself. Got no friends now. Wait a second now, someone else is talking to me. I have at least one friend. Oh no, I've got to leave. It's time for you to talk to yourself. You have no friends now. But someone else comes in, and now you two are talking to each other. You each have at least one friend. It's good to have friends.
And then it goes round in a circle till it gets to the end.
That's right, it's time for...
Yeah,
Rita, whose round is it anyway? The portion where we... We kind of do a La Ronde with monologues in between. If you're not an improviser and you don't know what that means, basically we get a location suggestion, and then we have our first player does a monologue, which will be Luke Sorber, because he's to my left. You'll open us up with a monologue.
I will.
And then Suki will join you within that location. You'll have a scene together. And then Luke, you'll find a reason to leave, leaving Suki to do a monologue on her own until Alex joins the scene. And then we continue in that fashion until we end up with a final monologue from you once again, Luke Sorber. Yep. Okay?
Well, I'm completely lost, but yes, let's
go. Well, let's give it a try.
Give it a whirl, shall we?
It can only go wrong.
So I've got my suggestion generator here. If someone would like to say stop for me.
Stop.
Ooh. Ooh, there's a little flashback to our epic sagas, Alex, because this week we are in a candy shop. A sweet shop.
How Christmassy.
Isn't it?
How Christmassy.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, Christmas is next week, isn't it, guys?
Yep. Yeah.
You got plans for Christmas? You coming up with a... I'm thinking of maybe throwing something together, maybe doing something, but I'll drop you. I'll give you a good advance warning. We might do something fun.
Yeah, write
here.
To me.
I will, yeah.
Could you send me a carrier pigeon? Because I'm kind of old-fashioned.
Sure, but you have to let me know where your local... what's it called? A pigeon stoop? Pigeon's cage? What are they called?
Sure.
Yeah. Or pigeon, you can climb on a hill, you pigeon farm. It'll get to me.
I'll get it. I'll make sure I get you guys an invite. Don't worry. But yeah, we'll, some point next week, we'll have a little Christmas party or something.
Yeah, you can reach me by email as usual.
Thanks, Al. Fine. You know, I just clap my hands and you come running, right? That's how it should work. So we're in a sweet shop.
Yes.
And Luke Sorber, whenever you like, begin in a sweet shop.
Oh my God, all this choice. So much choice. And yet, I know the more choice I have, the more likely I am to make the wrong choice. Do I want army and navy? No, it's a bit military. There's too much war in the world. I like Aniseed Twist, but then the boiled sweets, they make my teeth crack. My teeth are going, it's age. It's age. What am I doing here? Do I relive my childhood? I don't eat sweets. They make me fat. What am I doing here? Why am I buying sweets? Because I need some comfort. Some comfort food. I don't smoke. So I'm going to have some sweets. A little bonbons. That's very European. Oh, God, Europe. Goodbye. Will we still get bonbons? Will there be a tariff? The bonbons will be so expensive. I'm sorry, they're bonbons. They're from Europe. They cost 10 times as much now. Also, the pound is shit. It's worth nothing. Give me some trousers and your leather shoes and I'll give you a bonbon. Barter. We have to barter with Europe. And I love Belgian chocolates. Is Belgium in the European Union? Is it a real country? Is it? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, there's a lady behind the counter.
Hello, I am from Belgium.
She's Belgian.
I do not like the fact that you are said, by the way, I'm from French-speaking Belgium.
What?
I do not like the fact that you said my country was not a real country.
I didn't realise any of that I said out loud, but obviously I did. So, well,
I can read your thoughts out loud. This is my special skill. She's how dare you say that?
Absolutely gorgeous. All she's dressed in is a paper bag with pink and white stripes on it.
This is a Prada paper bag, if you please, with candy stripes because it is in a candy shop.
Prada candy, it's going to be expensive. Okay, do you take credit cards?
I certainly do.
Well, I've had a terrible day and I fancy a little pick-me-up. All those jars are full of lovely sweets. May I ask you?
Ask me anything.
So I can ask you?
Yes.
Because that was a rhetorical question?
I don't think it was rhetorical.
No?
A rhetorical question does not need an answer. Can I ask you that needs an answer?
Are you asked? Did you? There was a little inflection at the end. I thought that might have been a question that wasn't phrased as a question like the Australians do.
It is the way Belgians speak.
Interrogative?
No. Okay. Every Belgian goes up at the end of a sentence. Yeah, or else we are not Belgium.
I'd like to buy some sweets.
True. It is like Australian.
Do you want to buy some sweets? I'd like to buy some sweets.
What were you going to ask me?
Well, I was going to ask you out. No, don't say it. I was going to ask you if I could have a quarter pound of nuts.
Do you mean chocolate-covered nuts?
Chocolate-covered nuts.
Let me just weigh them out for you.
I want you to cover my nuts in chocolate.
Oh, dear. That was a bad pun. Do you know what happens when people make bad puns in my Belgique candy store?
I don't know much about Belgium. Tintin, I know. That's it. What's going to happen now?
When people do this, I put them into my Charlie Chocolate Factory tripe machine and I turn them into a candy bar.
No. Oh, that's my punishment for being greedy.
Indeed it is.
Tell me, do you own this shop?
Of course I do, otherwise I wouldn't call it my shop.
Then why aren't you nice? You chose to sell sweets. You could have sold missiles or
how do you know that I am not using my sweets as missiles?
It's a front, isn't it? My God, the wall is spinning back and all the jars of sweets have been replaced with machine guns on the wall, like in every other Ben Affleck film. He has a little spin it round and in the last one, he had a caravan full of weapons. You like caravan? You think caravan be harmless? And you walk in, and because he's autistic, but that's nothing. And it's full of weapons, and a Jackson Pollock painting, and a Renoir. Anyway, spoiler alert.
Wonderful! I have children's artwork and a small tent full of nuclear warheads. So it is pretty like Ben Affleck, but with
what did you call him?
Affleck.
I think he's Affleck.
No. Sweets you lick. So to me, he's Ben Affleck.
Oh, okay. I do love your accent. But now I realise where you have the weapons. Of course, Belgium is where NATO is based.
This is right. And this is why we need lots of weapons. Because as a force for good, we can only do that with weapons.
And you're going to recruit me, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I want you for a secret mission.
Gosh.
The sugar barons of my country want you to go to America.
Sugar barons?
That's correct.
Aren't they some kind of covers band? Didn't they used to do spoof songs?
Yes. Name five of them and sing two.
They used to do Save Your Kisses for Me, but they changed it to Save Your Quiches for Me to give it that European...
I wish they did, but quiches has fuck all to do with sweets.
Okay. They also did Obladi Oblada. But they changed that into Starburst. Opal Fruit.
That is right.
Opal
that,
Fruit, Oh La La.
That one they
Does
did.
Does that count?
That will count. We've got four more to go.
Four more. They did Coldplay's...
They did Bye Bye Jelly Baby.
Bye Bye Jelly Baby. You know them. You know them.
Well, I'm helping. I'm helping you with some, but you have got to do some too. Otherwise, it would not be a challenge.
I heard it on the Great Wine Gum. Heard it on the Great Wine Gum.
Yes.
That was we one. Can, does that count?
We can count that one.
Can that count twice? No.
We can.
All right, I'll try and find count another that one. And finally...
We've got two more to go, not just one more. Yes, okay. We've done three so far.
White Chocolate Riot, the Clash.
No? That will do, yes. Yes. We're now struggling.
I'm struggling. Okay, name me an artist.
Madonna.
Madonna, okay. Like a Virgin and Tonic. No, that's a drink rather than a sweet, isn't it?
Yes.
Like a Virgin. Another one then.
Papa Don't Pear Drop. It was a sheet
Papa
one.
Papa Don't Pear Drop? You can't. That doesn't count.
No.
Papa Don't Pear Drop. No. In fact, that's minus one. We've now got to do two
okay.
more.
Okay. So we could be here for a long time. Okay. You name an artist.
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. Red, red wine gum.
Fine, I don't know if that is Bob Marley, but I don't think it is.
Oh, okay.
Three Little Birds rice pudding.
That will count.
Sweet.
I think that will count.
Sweet, like I said,
it is
dessert.
Sugar. It is sugar anyway. Yes. So therefore it counts.
Oh, God, you run guns for the sugar barons, but you sweet talk me.
Oh, that was a sweet line indeed. Well... With your bad sugar sweet puns, I accept you to go on a mission, should you wish.
I do wish to go on a mission.
What I want you to do is infiltrate America.
Infiltrate?
That's right.
America.
They are the place that push sugar...
Do you mean go to America?
Yes, but I prefer to use spy language.
Okay.
I'm going to become more oblique as I go along and see if you can understand me.
I do, but can I still go there by plane? I don't have to
tunnel
under the Atlantic or... I do.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to use a sugar pick.
A sugar pick?
Exactly, and tunnel under the Atlantic.
God, how long... All right.
And steal their sugar mountains.
What time do you close? Because I'm going to start now. I'll start now.
So long then. Good luck.
I'm start digging. Au revoir, Madame la Belle Chic.
Au revoir. Oh, I do hope he succeeds with infiltrating America. Because I need their sugar. My sugar is running out. I have run this candy store for the last 98 years. I look good for... 107-year-old lady, because I have a painting of myself in the attic, a painting made of round trees, fruit pastels. It is like a statue of myself, and every night I walk up there and give it another little Ben Affleck. And as I lick the pastels, my youth returns. So far, no one... has worked out my secret. The secret to youth, who would have known it, is licking pastels. But who is this?
Hello. I'm Ben Affleck.
Oh, my God. You are so beautiful.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind. I just licked your elbow.
No, it's fine. I get that all the time. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me, Mr. Affleck, what will your next film be?
Oh, my next film is a Batman film. It's going to be amazing. I get to be Batman. How about that? I get to go, hey, I'm Batman. Look at me. Wah.
Ooh la la. Who will the villain be?
I don't care.
I could be the villain.
You could be Catwoman.
Oh, I'm not Catwoman.
Possibly the Penguin. I'm not sure in this light.
I'm... Mongoose Woman.
Mongoose Woman!
That is right.
You're on.
The most evil woman in all of history.
Do you have any special powers?
Yes, I hide under people's coats.
I see.
That is where you will find me at a party.
Right.
People throw their coats on the bed, I hide underneath them. And when they come in, I go, woo! And scare the living bejesus out of them.
That is terrifying.
And then do you know what I do?
No, to tell.
I give them a free packet of Treborn mints.
That's advertising as well. You're shrewd. You know your mind. God, I love a woman like you.
Really?
Mm.
I even have my own mongoose jingle. I don't know what possessed me to share that with you.
Please. I want to hear it, obviously, now.
Yes, I okay. Here we go. I'm a little mongoose woman. I'm a little mongoose. I'm a little mongoose woman. I'm so naughty. I'm so loose. Have a tree bomb mint and clear your throat. I'm hiding here under your coat.
Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible. Yes. You're hired.
Oh, thank you. Well, Mr. Affleck, if you don't mind, my joints are hurting. I have a date in my attic with a certain pastel. Should you wish to join me later, I will let you have a little Ben Affleck. But for now, adieu. I could not resist licking your knee.
Fine.
I do apologize.
Yes, these shorts, they're very high. Go for it. Mm.
Tastes of lemon and lime, you cheeky monkey.
Of course. I wash my knees in lemon and lime. That's all I wash them in. Elbows, strawberries. Forehead, grapes.
Ooh, so it is.
Lick that. Amazing. Don't,
red grapes.
Don't lick anywhere else, though, because that's just unclean.
No, I will not.
Okay.
Well, adieu, Mr. Affleck.
I will leave your shop and...
I will be in the attic. You can take over my shop. If any customers come in, please could you serve them?
I've got nothing better to do. I'll do
Given
that.
Given that you are a star, perhaps you could add extra money onto the bills that you ask for.
Sure, I'll charge them for autographs and stuff.
Okay. Here I go up my stairs.
Okay. Huh. I can't believe she bought that. I'm not really Ben Affleck. I'm Matt Damon. I live in his shadow. You know, I can never be as good as him. He's Batman, for God's sake. What am I, Jason Bourne? No one cares about Jason Bourne. But look at all these sweets. You know, a guy could do a lot of damage to his teeth in a place like this. No, gotta think about the next role. Next role. Next role. The next guy I play has teeth, and he doesn't have a beer belly or any sort of fat on him at all. He's completely lean. He's a boxer. Okay. Think boxer. Think boxer. Think boxer. Think boxer. Licorice. Oh no, Matt Damon, you're a pain. You're a horrible man. Why'd you do that to yourself? Oh, someone's coming in. Okay. Hey.
Hello.
I'm Ben Affleck.
Hey, good afternoon. Matt. It's me, Leo.
Oh, Leo.
Hey.
Of course. How you been, man? I'm still keeping up the Ben Affleck
You're
thing.
You're still trying to emulate
sorry,
that guy, huh?
I'm sorry.
When are you going to learn? You got to be your own man.
Yeah, but he's so... Look at him. He's directing
hey,
all sorts.
Matt. Yeah. I got typecast so much. I was always playing the weedy loser, the beggar, the lower class, the skinny... forgetful, bit part, piece of crap.
Yeah,
but I stuck to my guns.
Yeah,
and look at me now,
king of the world.
Look at this shiny fella.
Look at him.
I keep in my coat.
Amazing, man. I've got one of them.
You've got an Oscar?
Yeah, I've technically got two because I'm Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, so they kind of gave me two.
Not for acting, though, Matt. Not for acting. No one cares about.
Have
writers.
You got? Have you got a franchise? I don't think you have. I've got Jason Bourne, man.
Have we got a franchise?
I don't think you do. Titanic wasn't a franchise.
No. But Titanic lives in the hearts of millions of people. And
well, good to see you, Leo.
Away.
Good to see you. Why are you here?
Yeah, I wanted to... I've been following you around.
Oh, man.
You know, I was just up in Scotland.
Yeah.
And I heard you were down here in merry old London.
Yep.
And I thought, look at that. I wonder what he's... Who he's trying to impress... Places he's trying to go. I thought I'd come and tickle your ribs a little.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go hide somewhere else. You have to come find me.
What?
Our little game. We got so much money. We don't need to work again.
I'm the one that you catch if you can.
Aha! That wasn't a franchise either. I'll see you later, Leo.
Wait, Matt. Before you go,
what am I doing? What?
You know your depressing career. Your jealousy of your buddy Ben.
Yeah.
And your failing marriage.
Yep.
Just want to tell you, it's not your fault, man.
Thanks, man.
It's not your fault.
Yeah. And I for one, actually quite enjoyed The Revenant. only seen it once. I'm not going to sit through that again, you know, but it was good. It was good, man.
You know, not many people have said that to me.
No, I don't know.
What do you think of that bit right at the very end? After everything I've been through.
What, after the credits?
No.
Oh.
Just before the credits.
Oh, yeah.
After everything I've been through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I turn and look into the lens.
Yeah, yeah.
Look right into the audience's eye.
Yeah, man.
And into their soul.
Yeah, that really ruined it. I'll be off. I'm going to go and hide. You find me later on the flip side, DiCaprio.
I'll find you, all right.
Say hi to that bear for me. Bye.
Son of a bitch. I was about to say that was my idea. I said, hey, Inuarito. I still can't say his name. I said, hey, how about right at the end? I look into the camera. I do a camera take. He was like, Leo, what are you talking about? Look at the movie we've just filmed. You just want to do a cheesy look in the camera at the end? It's like this is The American Office or something? And I said, hey, you know, that was an English show before it was The American Office. That's why they call it The American Office. And he said, nah, that was Steve Carell original. And I said, no. And then I said, look, I bet you it's an original English show that we did our own version of. And if I'm right, you'll let me look into the camera at the end of the film. And he said, okay, Leo, but I'm only saying yes because I know you're wrong. And guess who was right? Leo, baby. 12 Oscars later, he's not complaining, huh? So I'm doing a tour of the UK, visiting various shops and charities. I was up in a charity shop in Scotland, and I ate a nasty tramp sandwich. I don't quite get the appeal of eating, like, sandwiches that homeless people make, but whatever, it was good press. And I think it's time for some high-class premier sweeties, as they call them here. And where's the shopkeeper? You just ring the bell. Hello, shopkeeper.
Hello. Oh. I am back from my attic. What do you want?
Hello, I'm here too.
Whoa.
Yes.
Well, hello. I'm a famous Hollywood actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, and I want to purchase some candies.
What kind of candies would you like?
I do quite like bonbons. Do you have bonbons
lemon
here?
Or strawberry?
Strawberry.
Certainly. Half a pound.
Half a pound? Well, thank you for using the Imperial. Yes, please.
There you go.
Oh.
And every sweet comes with a free record. So with the bonbons, you get some songs from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars Bars.
And S Club 7, reach for the Mars bars.
But that record says Ziggy Starburst.
And the Spiders from Mars bars. Yeah. That's what I should have said.
Yes. Wow. Oh, I'm also looking for a particular thing. I'm looking for have you ever heard of a book called Dorian Gray?
How did you know about this?
He knows. Oh,
it's a fantastic book.
He knows, Madame la Belle Chic.
Open up the cupboard of missiles. My tent of warheads and kill him.
Okay. That's right. It's time to reveal my hidden job. I'm not a Hollywood actor. That's just the front. I'm a beast killer. I'm a beast hunter and killer. And I'm here to kill you, immortal
lady.
Mongoose lady.
No, how could he find you? You've been under a coat all this time. How did he know you were there?
I'm back under a coat. Don't tell
him. Where's she gone?
She's gone, yes.
Where's she gone?
She's gone.
Oh, drat.
She's gone to a concert from Little Pick and Mix.
Little Pick and Mix?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I better head there right away.
Yes, you go there
Hey,
now.
You're not a fantastical beast, are you?
Am I?
Shing. Are you?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Is it?
I don't know.
Do you, though?
I am a fantastic beast.
Stab to the abdomen, and away to the Lil Pick and Mix concert I go! Scamper, 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 scamper.
So, here I am, bleeding the colour of my favourite fruit gums, the red ones. Alone, surrounded by such sweetness, and yet such a sour death. I'm just going to rest my head on this mountain of coats. It, just going to lie here. Oh, that's more comfortable. And watch my life go by.
Could you get off me, please?
What? Who?
Could you move your head? It is a heavy head.
Oh, right. I didn't realise you were here. I'm sorry I let you down. He got away. I was trying to arm the ICBM, but then we started punning, mixing music and sweets, and now I'm... Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Bonne nuit.
Good night. Goodbye.
And that was Whose Round Is It Anyway?
YMNMCA. Sorry, took me that long.
YMNMCA. That's brilliant.
I had a Skittle Richard that I didn't get to use. Skittle Richard, yeah. That's it.
Very good. You're going to ruin the show. All I can think about is trying to think of sweetie puns now.
Yes. It's a game to play at home over Christmas.
Okay, look, I can't move on until I come up with one. I need to come up with one.
Bruno
Mars
bar!
Hey! All right.
It's worth the wait.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Luke, Suki, you'll stick around, yeah?
Certainly will.
Oh, great stuff. Alex?
Yes.
You all right?
Yeah.
Well, good for you, pal. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on The Lil Show after this. Alex, mate, what the fuck was that? You knew I was going to be Leo. Why did you come in and do Ben Affleck?
How did I know you were going to be Leo?
Because I've been talking about him all day.
I thought you were just in love with him.
No, I don't love Leo. I was just impressed with The Revenant.
Luke, Suki, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Guys, Luke, Suki, if you need the loo or want to make a cup of tea, go
we'll
help yourselves.
Wait outside.
Like, seriously, mate. How can we have Ben Affleck and Leo in one scene?
Keep it down.
That just ruins everything.
Keep it down. It doesn't matter.
Don't fucking tell me to keep it down!
All right. Fine. Yeah, do you know what? The rest of the show on your own.
I will!
Fine.
Piss off! Leave your 20 quid on the table on your way out.
Oh my God, 20 quid.
Say hi to your wonderfully talented wife for me.
Do you see, Talal?
What's wrong with that?
Do you see how you treated him?
Okay, man. Look, when I'm in the moment in a show, it's stressful. It's a stressful environment.
I don't care. And I failed to make your penis into a giraffe. It was too small. I couldn't do the long neck. And don't tell me it's a cold night. That's no excuse. I dunked it in a cup of tea before trying.
That's just how it looks. It's just what it's like. Arabs have notoriously small penile areas.
Penile?
That's what we call it because of the Nile.
I was thinking that. Well, I'm going to take you back to the present.
Put my head back on my body, unstretch my nipple.
No, I'm not going to.
Why?
I'm going to take your head bowling.
Deflate my willy.
Deflated? I'd like to make it large enough to do anything with it at this point. You poor man. Is that why your nickname is Peanut?
Why are you being so cruel to me, Mysterious Spectre? What did I do to deserve this?
Shut up!
Ouch!
Mysterious Spectre. I've explained it. I'm Ghost of Christmas, but you never listen.
It's like I've never met Ghost of Christmas Present before.
You've met me.
You're mysterious to me.
You met me and drank every single mince pie.
You've torn me asunder and stretched me and blown me and...
Yes, I have. And now I'm going to place you back.
Oh, I'm flying through the air! Ah!
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well done for that overacting.
And with that insult, she's gone. Oh my God. God, I'm beginning to feel like maybe that wasn't a dream. Am I really that bad? Am I really that mean? No, it's stressful doing a show week in, week out. It's stressful, okay? Of course I'm gonna snap if someone pushes me. Of course, and I only shout him because I love him so much. I want him to be the best he can be.
Talal!
This
is
the
Ghost
of
Christmas
Future.
I
am
going
to
show
you
your
balls.
Then
I'm
going
to
shave
them.
And
then
I'll
back
slap
your
head
with
a
cock.
Why is this happening? Why are all the ghosts obsessed with my genitals?
We
are
used
to
being
around
lots
of
men
and
cats
who
have
dirty
genitals.
Okay, look, how did you do it? You did it telekinetically. My balls are just hanging out. My tiny, tiny, pathetic balls.
They
are
Christmas
balls.
Now,
I know, you're going to show me a part of my life where I was a dickhead and tried to make me regret it.
Yes.
You
will
never
see
your
past
again.
We
have
been
to
Tesco's
and
we
have
bought
some
extra
sandwiches.
But
you
can't
have
any
because
you're
eating
all
the
mince
pies.
Yeah. You
greedy
fucker!
I had a secret one hidden in the drawer. Everyone thought I'd run out. I'm gonna enjoy this mince pie. You go ahead. Show me whatever the fuck you want, spirit.
I
will
show
you
your
future,
and
what? You
will
learn
my future.
Yes.
Your
future
with
darkness.
Please, no more. I can't take any more.
You
spirit
will
stay
here
and
do
your
homework.
Maths
and
biology
by
10 o'clock.
Homework? No more. I'm sick of this. I banish you, spirit. I banish you from the gates. Whoa, I'm floating! What are you doing? Oh,
taking
my
vengeance
on
you
for
being
so
terrible
to
Alex.
Here we go again! Whoa! And off I fly! Oh, I'm flying through space and time into the future! Oh, spirit, I've already been here. It's the K2K studio. But wait, where am I?
You
are
dead.
I can't be. What is it, 60 years in the future?
5.
What?
Weeks.
In.
What? I die in 5 weeks?
Yes.
You
die
in
an
awful
accident
with
tea bags
and
soup.
Yeah, that sounds like
glue.
Yeah, that sounds like me. Oh, God, yeah, I had good times with super glue. Oh, but yeah, so they're going to be doing like a morning episode. They're going to like have
Alex
a special tribute.
Is running
the
show.
Now.
Doing
what
you
couldn't
do.
He's
good
at
this.
What are you talking about? Surely he's going to walk in. He's
just
gonna be
pay
attention
to
him.
Okay, all right, let's watch. Oh, here he comes now.
Okay, set up with that.
Why does he look so happy, Spirit?
He
is
happy
because
you're
gone.
No. No, it can't be.
Hi, guys. Thank you for coming in. Will,
I love you. And Kristen, great to see you. Thanks. Thanks for flying over. So I'm going to do the introductions. I'll introduce you and we'll just go as usual. It'll be great.
Yeah, sure.
Great, okay?
Great, thanks.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah,
okay,
Kristen Wiig, yeah?
Yeah.
Have we met?
Yeah.
I'm Will.
I'm...
Smith, Will Smith.
Yeah. I'm Kristen.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't made a movie together.
I don't think so.
Well, Alice just brings people together like hollandaise sauce and poached eggs.
It's what we do. It's what we do, definitely. Okay, we're going to start the jingle up and we'll go for it. Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks.
And you'll lead us through and let us know what you
absolutely.
Want to
see. Absolutely.
Cool.
Okay, just have fun.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. Robotic Eyes, super nice. L-I-L, London Improv Live.
That!
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, you're a funny guy.
Thank you, man. Yeah. That's right, this is London Improv Live. And I'll take a moment here to remember... the guy that started all this, it's the 5-week anniversary of Talal Karkouti.
Never could spell that name. I never could spell it.
I mean, he couldn't.
I couldn't even say it.
No, he couldn't spell it either. That was the irony. That's why that's catchphrase. It doesn't matter.
I heard he was a bit of a douche.
He had a kind heart. His heart was in the right place.
Come on, say it like it is, man. You know, off air, you said some things. Just admit it. Doctor, listen. He wants to know the truth.
Yeah,
he was harsh to me. He was
difficult to work with.
Yeah, I think that creative means. Differences. Yeah. I think okay, yeah,
all that.
I think it was
more than that, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, he was.
You did mention something about your head down a toilet on a regular basis.
No, he liked to do that. He liked to.
What he used to say about your wife.
Yeah, he said horrible things about her as well. Yeah, he was very on air. He was said like, you know, she's talented, but he kept saying it over and over again. It was weird. But
you grew up together, so like, you must. How long have you put up with this?
All my life, pretty much.
Whoa, Kristen, that's like, that's not cool.
Yeah, my guests, by the way, Will Smith and Kristen Wiig. I should have introduced those. I'm sorry we got sidetracked. With Talal out the way, though, we're able to grow as a podcast within a month, and we got great guests like you, Hollywood Legends.
Thank you.
And I just appreciate it, and I think it's great. You know, he was the barrier. He alienated a lot of people, and he...
Well, your name's in the hat to present the Oscars.
I know. Yeah. I'm amazed by that. I really am. I mean, I've got a really bone up. I haven't watched any of the films this year. I've been too busy.
I'm not in any of them because it's, once again, it's just white movies.
Yeah. I know. Black Lives Matter. What can I say? Right, we're going to do a segment. We're going to do a segment. Christmas time.
No more.
Okay. We should do movies,
spirit.
I guess.
Spirit, no more spirit. I can't take this anymore.
Have
you
learnt
your
lesson,
yes. Talal?
Yes.
What
do
you
think?
I will be nicer to Alex. I will give him the respect he's earned. I will show him how much he means to me.
Then
be
will
be
happier.
I will. I promise. I promise, Spectre. I promise.
Find
him
and
give
him
a
hug.
I will kiss
his
on
the
lips.
I will
with
tongue.
I will.
Frenchy.
Kissy.
Kissy.
I promise.
Touch
off
with
your
jumper
and
grab
him
by
the
head.
Kissy.
Next time
kissy.
I see him, I will strip and kiss him.
Go!
Do
your
thing.
Oh, I'm back. I'm back. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm not dead. Oh, thank God. I'm alive. I'm alive. Thank God. Joy. Joy to the world. Joy to everyone. Joy.
I'm going Waitrose online. I'm going to order the largest goose I can find. I'm having it delivered to Alex's house. There's my credit card number. Send. I'm sorry. Oh, where is Alex? I want him. I want to apologize. Oh, I'm alive. Joy is me. Alex.
What?
You're back.
I've left my phone. I'm just going to get it. It's all right. It's good. What's
Alex,
wrong with you?
Stay.
What?
Oh. Alex, look at my bare chest! Rip!
What the hell is going on here?
Look at my tiny, pathetic genitals! Smash!
I've been gone 5 minutes and
come here, you sexy bastard!
Salal! What the hell, man?
Alex!
What have you been drinking?
Love for you! I'm so sorry, Alex. I've never appreciated you.
Oh, man, it's nice to hear, but it's slightly worrying.
Alex,
what?
Alex!
What?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Talal. Talal, I don't mind. I found Luke Sauber and Suki Webster. For some reason, they're still here.
Honestly,
I'm not quite sure why.
They must have got my pigeon!
Or they just...
And my semaphore!
...find the exit. Guys, come in.
Suki!
Oh, hi.
Luke!
Hi, guys.
Merry Christmas! Look at my genitals!
Oh, I can't. Where are they?
Exactly! Exactly! No. And I'm fine with that!
Okay, that's great.
We're less fine with it, but yeah.
Could you put your trousers back on?
The wart on my dick is bigger than my dick!
Yes. Notice that.
What's happened to his nipple?
Nice. Oh, my left nipple droops now! I've got stitches around my neck, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I love life. I love you, Suki. I love you, Luke. I love you, Alex.
Thank you.
And I love Luke Valvona, wherever you are. And I'm so sorry for everything. And guys, I love you. Thank you. Merry Christmas, one and all. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
I will never play with super glue again. Cheers, all of you.
Cheers.
I wish you all the merriest of Christmas. Hey, guys, let's sing a song.
Okay.
What kind of a song?
A Christmas song.
Okay.
I've got my guitar. I've got my guitar here, and I'd like to... Well, let's have a sing-along.
Would you like a new guitar for Christmas?
Oh, are you talking about the parcel tape?
There's a lot of parcel tape on that.
It's style, baby, it's style.
Marvellous.
It's grunge.
Any requests? What Christmas song shall we sing?
Ooh.
What's your favourite, guys?
Santa's coming to town.
Santa Claus coming to town?
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your favourite. That's his favourite.
Oh, I thought of another band. The Temptations.
Ah!
The Temptations, a sweetie band.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
you took a week to bring that up. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, Alex, I had to percolate in my mind, and then it.
For over a week, it should have been a bit better than that.
Sorry.
But,
who's the nice one here?
Just the honest
I am.
One.
I'm nice.
Yeah, it's kind of rubbed
it's
off
so
me.
Happy to be back. Oh, guys, I'm alive. I promise you I'll never die and I'll be a new man.
Wow. That's quite a promise.
And Alex, I'm sorry for all the years of torment. I see how I've treated you now. Mm. And Suki and Luke, I'm sorry if I've been a bad host in the past. I hope you'll come back in the future sometime and do the show again.
We sort of come here for Alex.
Yeah, I kind of.
Well, perhaps you
and to plug the show, perhaps you could tell people where it's on because we never managed to cover that.
The Improv Sprint. It's on at Legends of Improvisation at the London Improv Theatre on December the 23rd. That's why we're here today.
And it's on every which Friday of the month?
Well, it's the fourth Friday of every month.
Hmm.
And where is the London Improv Theatre?
Finchley Road. I mean, if you're on the Jubilee line, just hop off at Finchley Road and you're 5 minutes away from a great improv show.
It's above the North Star pub, I believe.
It is, but it's got its own sign. And I think it might be the only improv venue in London with its own sign.
Really?
Mm.
Well, that's great. And if you don't mind, Luke, that's enough admin for now. It's Christmas! Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, everybody. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, guys. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Alex, give us the bridge.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Yeah, he does.
He knows when you're awake.
You've got a beautiful voice, Alex.
He knows your patronizing son. Oh. So be good, for goodness sake.
I will. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. One more time. Santa Claus is coming to town. Give me it one more time now. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah! Merry Christmas, everyone!
So does that mean I don't have to give you my fee this week?
No.
The Little Show.
London Improv Live.
I mean,
live.
The Little Show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.